between the life we see and the world we dream, there are stories when they are told. Nightmares become imagination. So please.
Thomas, you aren't.
Hello to the guild. Halloween is so close, I can taste the candy. But maybe that's because I'm eating some. Welcome to the Dim Light Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Giggles. That's my name, and laughing at uncomfortable situations is my game. And my jokes are lame. That is why I am unusually qualified to tell scary stories that make my skin crawl. I decided that it's time to get into the classics for the scary movie watching this week. I always have to watch the original Poltergeist, but this year, or at least this week, I think this might be the first year for Halloween I have them all. I can't remember. You guys will have to tell me. Like, I'm sure I talked about this last year if I did it, but I have one of my all-time favorite slasher series, Strong Women. Great actors. Matthew Lillard was definitely the reason for the start of this love affair. Scream is a one-of-a-kind, like, slasher series. It's just so good. And if you haven't seen it, I really hard to believe that. It's been out for so long. Maybe not the recent ones, but you had to at least see the original. I have also been watching True Blood for my background scary series. You know, what I have on in the background while doing things like, say, the podcast. They really know how to pick the perfect actors for that series. I mean, how can you not love Eric Northman? Like, come on. I have been a part of this walking competition for October at work. And I have gotten to see so many beautiful things in my neighborhood. But this also means I have been listening to more podcasts. One of my favorites is Are You Afraid of Are You Afraid of the Dark? There are things I do not agree with when they say it sometimes. But man, they have such good humor and I love talking about Are You Afraid of the Dark. It's like the debating of an episode that I didn't get as a child watching it on cable. Like, none of my friends wanted to talk about it. You can literally spot me laughing out loud to myself as I'm walking down the sidewalk. So, now that I have found myself on several tangents about other stories, let's talk about your stories. From campy to my lights keep flickering, scary. I want to hear them all because your fucked up brains came up with them. After all, nightmares are a terrible thing to waste. If yours finally finds its way to paper, electronic paper is fine. Send that creature to dimlightanxiety@gmail.com. Speaking of scary tales, thank this week's author for the nightmares. You can find them on Reddit under the username top_neighborhood_859. Learning the Halloween traditions for a new town can be difficult to navigate. I'm not sure I would have handled it quite this way. Submitted for the approval of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety, I call this story The Tale of No Treats, Part 1. Titled, What Brought Hell to Our Door? Sam sat on the couch and put his feet up on the table. He turned the TV, clicked on Netflix, and waited for it to load.
Babe, could you bring me soda?
He yelled into the kitchen.
Shush,
his wife said. I just got the baby to sleep. Mary walked quietly from the kitchen into the living room and sat down next to her husband. She handed him the soda he had requested.
Sorry, he said. How was she today? He whispered.
It was a rough day. I can't wait for her to get over this cold, Mary replied.
Sam popped open his soda and slunk down as it hissed. He placed his hand over the top of it. They both leaned forward and looked into the baby's room and listened.
Not a sound. She was still asleep.
Sorry, Sam mouthed at his wife. She replied with a scowl.
Sam picked up the remote and began scrolling through the thumbnails on Netflix.
I know you had a rough week, but we just need to get through the weekend. By Monday, the baby should be over her cold and be back in daycare.
And you'll be back to work,
Sam said in a low tone, careful not to wake the baby. He put his arm around Mary.
You've been scrolling for 5 minutes. Why don't you just pick a movie already? Mary asked.
I would, but why is it all horror movies?
Sam replied. Because it's Halloween, Mary answered. Just pick a movie. How about Halloween? It's a classic. I'll make some popcorn. We can relax. I need a night off. It's been a long week. I just need to relax, she suggested as she stood up and went into the kitchen. Sam clicked on Halloween and it started. He could hear the microwave start and Mary returned to the couch.
I can't believe that people used to be scared by these old slasher films, she said.
Well, I think it's pretty scary. These movies freak me out. It's not too far-fetched to think it could happen. People get stabbed to death every day, Sam said.
He took a sip of his soda and listened to the popcorn pop in the kitchen. He turned the volume down on the TV and looked into the baby's room to make sure she was still asleep.
She's out, Mary said. Spent the whole day crying.
The microwave beeped and Sam jumped up to turn it off. Mary went to the baby's room and slowly turned the doorknob. She opened the door just enough to peek inside. She closed the door and went to the kitchen.
She's still out, Mary said.
She took a bowl out of the cabinet and Sam poured the popcorn into it. They sat back down on the couch. Sam took a handful of popcorn and put it in his mouth. As soon as he did, there was a knock at the door. They glanced at each other. Mary sat the popcorn on the table.
Who could that be?
She asked Sam.
No idea, he answered with a mouthful of popcorn.
Mary stood up and walked over to the door. She opened it, and a chorus broke out from the porch. Trick or treat! Mary was startled. She hadn't thought about trick or treaters. She had forgotten about Halloween altogether, to be honest. And now she had three kids on the porch holding bags open, expecting candy. Mary looked over at the kids' costumes. They wore typical princess costumes, but were covered in fake blood. The sight of it made her uneasy. Very uneasy.
Love your costumes. Kids, they're so cute. But I'm afraid we don't have any candy to offer you.
The kids stood there in silence. They held their bags out as if they didn't understand what Mary had just said.
I'm sorry, kids. We just don't have any candy to offer you. Maybe you'll have better luck at the next house.
Or maybe in the next town,
Sam added. He had stood up and walked up as Mary was talking to the kids. When he reached the door, he was unsettled by the appearance of the costumes. They were grotesque and gory. Not at all what he had been expecting from little kids. Sam and Mary both stood there for several seconds in an awkward silence. Just as Mary started to repeat herself, the kids turned in unison and walked off the porch. Sam closed the door, careful to be quiet. "Cute costumes, huh?" he asked Mary. She laughed. "What was I supposed to say? I mean, they came out here and we didn't have any candy? And they worked hard on those costumes." "They were hideous," Sam shot back. Mary dropped her jaw in mock appall. "That's so mean. Don't you remember when you were a kid and you spent weeks planning out your Halloween costume? I'm sure if you think back, you had some terrible costumes." Sam sat back down on the couch. Mary joined him. "Not me," Sam said. "I was always a cowboy." They both laughed. "I'm sure you were a great cowboy," Mary said. "I was a damn good cowboy," Sam replied. "Now that I think about it, we should get some cows and horses now that we live out in the country," Sam said. "Yeah, okay. What do you know about raising cows?" Mary asked.
"Nothing."
"But I didn't know anything about raising a baby either, and we're doing okay on that front." Sam laid back and rested his head on Mary's lap. "The way I see it, we can figure it out as we go. I know we moved out here because we didn't want to raise our kids in the city. But I think, maybe, I might want to embrace this country life before we end up raising a city kid in the sticks," Sam said. "Maybe we will at some point, but I don't think it's a great idea right now. We have enough going on, especially since you're working 7 days a week. You don't get home until after dark, and you're gone before the sun comes up," Mary said.
"Honey, we talked about this before we moved. We sold the apartment in the city and bought this house. The profit was enough for you to take a year off and stay at home with the baby. But I had to keep my job. You know I can't make enough selling real estate in the country. All of my contracts are in the city. Maybe a few years after we're more established in the community where I work, more here, you know, and less in the city, but until then, I have to commute."
"I'm sorry. I know we agree." Mary was interrupted by another knock at the door. She looked at Sam and he sat up.
"It has to be the same kids. How many people would be willing to drive way out here for a piece of candy? I mean, really, it's a 10-minute drive once you leave the paved road."
He began walking toward the door as he talked.
"Even then, you have to make your way through the woods. I got lost twice this month on those dirt trails through the trees."
Sam opened the door.
"Sorry, kids,
he stopped mid-sentence and took a step onto the porch.
"Hello?"
he called into the night. He stepped back in the house.
"Nobody is out here," he explained to Mary.
"I heard someone knock," she said.
"Somebody knocked, but nobody was there. It's probably those same kids. They're pissed off they drove out here, and we don't have any candy."
He went into the kitchen and looked out the window. He was suddenly very happy he installed the floodlights around the house when they moved in. He couldn't see anything out there. Sam went back to the couch. He put his feet back up. Mary was looking out the sliding glass door. "They couldn't have driven out here," she said.
"What?"
Sam asked.
"Those kids, did they look old enough to drive?"
Mary asked.
"Well, no, but
It has to be a half-hour walk even from the closest neighbors, Sam said. Mary started to say something, but there was another knock at the door. This time it was much louder. She jumped. Sam stood up and walked over to the door. He opened it. He was secretly relieved that there was nobody there. Sam took a step outside again. He looked into the yard, could see something under the tree in the front yard. Sam started to walk over to see what it was and heard the baby crying. He popped his head back inside the house and saw that Mary was checking on the baby. I'll be right back, he said. There's something in the yard. I just have to see what it is. Before Mary could protest, he was out the door. As he walked toward the object, he scanned the perimeter. He couldn't see anything, but felt as if he was being watched. About 15 feet away, he could see that it was a jack-o'-lantern, and for a little dramatic flair, it still had the knife sticking out of the top. He chuckled to himself. That's perfect for a little small-town neighborly hint. Hey, neighbor, saw you forgot Halloween, so I put a jack-o'-lantern in your front yard. Maybe. If I wait until the last minute, they'll put up Christmas decorations. Sam bent over to pick up the pumpkin, and in the dark, he could see there was something written on it. He took a few steps back toward the house and repositioned the pumpkin so he could see it better. He could see that they had painted trick or treat on it. Sam carried the pumpkin back to the porch. He set it down, but in the light he could see it wasn't written in paint. It was written in blood. Then he could see that the knife was covered in blood as well. Sam saw that his hands had some blood on them now. He rubbed it between his fingers. It even felt real. That feeling of being watched suddenly became amplified. He told himself that some kids were out there in the woods getting a good laugh out of this. But something deep within him told him that it was real blood. And maybe it wasn't kids having a little fun. Sam could hear the baby crying still. He decided to go back inside. He was a little scared by the prank, but knew they were watching him and didn't want them to have the satisfaction of knowing he was scared. He got back inside and locked the door behind him. Mary was holding the baby. She was just about back to sleep. I'm going to put her back to bed, Mary said. I've got it, Sam said. He gently took his daughter from his wife. He placed her back in the crib. Her eyes closed as she began to drift off to sleep. When he went to pull the blanket up and tuck her in, he saw that she had a bloody thumbprint on her onesie. He tried to brush at it with his thumb and made it worse. That's when he realized that he still had blood all over his hands. It was from the pumpkin. Sam looked around the room for something to clean his hand. He picked up a pack of baby wipes and cleaned off the blood. Sam threw them in the trash can and then, on second thought, he pushed them under a few dirty diapers. He didn't want his wife to see them and worry. When Sam walked out of the room, he closed the door quietly. But then when he did, he saw that his wife was standing in the living room staring off into space. She appeared to be frozen, and then he followed her gaze. He saw that the sliding glass door was wide open. Things are about to go down in this story. So, of course, that's where I have to stop it. Treats for no tricks have always been the toll on Hallow's Eve. I just don't know how far these kids are willing to go. But I can't wait to find out.
They are already brave enough to open the door and possibly still be inside. It is so good, you guys. Well, you heard it too. What do you think? Was it scary enough? Or better question, can you do better? Can you scare the laughter out of me? Now for the details. If you want to be a more active part of the guild, just visit the website. I know I say this every week, but there really is a good amount of stuff there. But you can always just type the podcast name into any social media platform and it'll mostly likely show up. But not as fun as the website. Wait, what is the website, you ask? That's easy. It's just the name of the podcast with a .com at the end. That's dimlightanxiety.com. Are you ready for today's writing prompt? This one is a little bit scary. Hopefully, full of enough fear to pull a story out of you. Here it is. She heard the familiar rustle from the chimney, knowing her Halloween trick was first bringing her treat. She got there just in time to see the red nose drop first. Use that as inspiration or the actual sentences in your story, then send that terror tale to me so I can bring it to life. Visit the website to check out any, all, and all the ways you can send that to me. The story, that is. Yeah, I don't know what else you would send me. Let's not go there. Let's give one last shout out to this week's and next week's author. You can find them on Reddit under the username top_neighborhood_859. Please give the podcast a like and follow if you like today's episode. It really helps the podcast get the attention it deserves so we can keep promoting these talented writers. We are almost finished with today. Just one more thing. What was it? Oh, right. The taster for next week's episode. I hope you can stand the anticipation. Enjoy, if you dare. Everything seemed slow and fuzzy. He knew he had a concussion. Every movement, even moving his head to scan the room, made him want to vomit. He wanted to sleep, but he saw the man's boots in front of him. They were covered in blood. He looked up. The man looked even taller and bigger from Sam's perspective, lying on the floor. It was then that Sam noticed that the man was walking away from him toward Mary. He heard the baby scream. He had to do something. I declare this meeting of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety closed. Until next week, well, especially next week, you might want to stock up on some candy. Just in case. Creepy real. This podcast does not condone any physical harm on yourself or others. These are fictional stories intended only for entertainment.